time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which could be a folk song or a children's song or a Broadway show tune or even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. David Engel from Norfolk, Virginia is on the line. Hi, David.
Hello.
Great to have you. David, what role does music play in your life?
It's probably the thing I'm most passionate about. My parents were wonderful musicians. My mom would teach me piano from a very, very early age. I started, but it wasn't my instrument ultimately. I started violin when I was 14 and tried my guts out to catch up. It's pretty late to start.
Oh, it's never too late to start.
Never too late. That's true.
Never too late. So started violin when you were 14. Pick up anything else along the way?
I was the musical director of an a cappella group in college. And I studied in Hungary for a year on a Fulbright scholarship, and that was perhaps the most wonderful year of my life.
What were you working on there?
It was a musical pedagogical institute, but I was studying musicianship.
And what did you learn about musicianship while you were in Budapest?
Well, about musicianship, it's impossible to be the musician you want to be, but it's darn worth trying.
That's a life lesson right there.
Yeah.
Well, David, Bruce Adolph has a piano puzzler for you here, and your job, of course, to try to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
I am ready.
Okay, yes. Here's Bruce with your piano puzzler. One of the most dramatic piano puzzlers we've had for a while.
It's tremendously so, yes.
David, what do you think?
Well, has Beethoven written all over it?
It does, and into it.
Yes.
All right, in the style of Ludwig von Beethoven.
Yeah, so it's based on the Tempest Sonata, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so in the style of Beethoven, quoting a little bit from the Tempest Sonata by Beethoven. Now, David, what about the tune?
I'm bewildered about the tune. I would sing it in solfeggio, but I think it might be a case of unfamiliarity with the actual tune, or maybe it was just so incredibly hidden.
I'll give you a hint about what's going on. Is the Tempest has a dialogue between the bass and the treble.
Yes.
So the bass is by Beethoven, and the treble is the tune.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, and it starts here. Then the bass takes it over. And the treble takes it.
I think I'll need some help from Fred.
I don't think you'll get any help from Fred.
Oh, really? You don't know it either?
Boy, it sounds... Is it from a musical?
It is.
Oh, in that case, I don't stand a chance.
Oh, you're not... You don't know the musicals. Okay, yeah.
I don't know musicals as well as I should do, although I love them.
Well, that's okay that you don't know them. This is a tune that was very popular outside of the musical at one time. And the thing is that the way this tune is often performed is with the lips.
This gets better and better.
In other words, if you put your lips together and go...
Oh, whistle a happy tune.
That's right, that's right. It's from King and I. I whistle a happy... So what happens with the Beethoven... I whistle a happy tune. Da 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 da. I don't know the words. Da dee bum 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 bum. So it is there.
I wouldn't have guessed it because I never heard the tune.
Well, I'll tell you, if you had guessed it and had never heard the tune, that would be even more amazing.
But it was a beautiful composition, really.
Well, it's about 80% Beethoven and 20% Richard Rodgers and then 30% me.
So whistle a happy tune in the style of Beethoven.
Yes, what are you going to... Somebody had to do this.
Yeah. And David Engel named Beethoven, and that's the most important part of the Piano Puzzler, and you recognize that instantly. So well done. Well,
thank you very much. It was really a pleasure, and I enjoyed every minute.
Oh, great to have you. And David, what's your public radio station?
It's WHRO in Norfolk.
In Norfolk, Virginia. And David Engel, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you again.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.